character of workers. We have set forth the advantages of the school land in Kuoren Bong. We have shown that the Bible was our guide and teacher in establishing the school here. The latest design is to have a health food manufacturing business here. This means grave responsibilities. It calls for men who fear God, who recognize Him as present in all their transactions, men who are true, who are respectful, are courteous in every position, who are amiable, who are fitted to guide and direct others. They are to be polite, Christian gentlemen. Christ is to be their strength and their righteousness. The youth who connect with them are to see in them characters that are fragrant with good works. They are to hear from their lips peaceable words, which do not stir up strife. They are to see in them men who look upon all human beings as the purchase of the blood of the Son of God, who will speak to them with affection, tenderness, and love. To those who occupy a position as directors, I would say, as stewards of Christ, you are to act as shepherds of those whom you direct. Speak gently. Let not one authoritative word escape your lips. Lord it not over God's heritage. Make the work of those you direct pleasant and cheerful. Set them an example of how to teach others to respect their pupils. As you do this, God will abundantly bless. If the youth feel that they have the companionship of those who direct them, they will give them their confidence and love. There should be no harsh dictation. It is a part of the education given in the school to teach good manners. All young men and young women have their temptations and trials. Unadvised dictatorship, words that show that he who ought to be a servant of Christ, cherishes an accusing spirit, causes the leaven of evil to begin its work. The spirit of strife, harshness, and contention comes in and Christ is dishonored. His name is not magnified. Written December 8, 1898.